Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Today we celebrate our annual May Crowning Mass in honor of the Blessed Mother. Our opening hymn is number 748 in your St. Michael hymnal. We will sing the first verse of Sing of Mary, number 748. Sing of Mary, pure and lowly, Virgin Mother undefiled. Sing of God's own Son, most holy, who became her little child. Fairest child of fairest mother, God the Lord who came to earth. Word made flesh, our very brother, takes our nature by his birth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. During the Easter season, the votive mass we can celebrate in honor of Our Lady is called Our Lady Queen of Apostles. And I think that's very fitting for Relevant Radio because we're involved in apostolate evangelization. And we ask Our Lady as Queen of Apostles to continue to intercede for us so we can do our part to spread the news of Christ everywhere. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who gave the Holy Spirit to your apostles as they prayed with Mary, the mother of Jesus, grant that through her intercession we may faithfully serve your majesty and extend, by word and example, the glory of your name. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated. I'm going to use the readings from the Mass of March 25th, which is the Annunciation. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld, or as high as the sky. But Ahaz answered, I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord. Then Isaiah said, Listen, O house of Israel. Is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The word of the Lord. Our responsorial psalm is, Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Sacrifice or oblation you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, Behold, I come. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Your justice I kept not hid within my heart. Your faithfulness and your salvation I have spoken of. I have made no secret of your kindness and your truth in the vast assembly. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The word of God became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her, who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated for a moment. It's sure great to be back here in the Chapel of Nativity with all the people, with actual people here, because for a long time I was celebrating Mass here during COVID by myself. It was just that little camera up there, and I'd say, "The Lord be with you," and then I'd say, "And with your spirit," lift up your heart with them. I actually got kind of used to it, but now, you know, we've returned to normal. I hope we've learned lessons from the whole event, but I'd like to focus just on one phrase from this gospel and then say a few things about Our Lady today. It's her May crowning. It says here in Luke, she was greatly troubled at what was said. And you think, okay, why was she troubled? And what was that? Was she upset? Was she angry? She was nervous. She was confused. She was greatly troubled. Well, maybe we think, well, yeah, I'd be troubled too if I'm in my room praying and all of a sudden this guy's standing there like, "What are you doing here? Who are you?" But she wasn't troubled at his presence. She was troubled at what was said. And then, of course, you get curious. Did Mary talk to angels on a regular basis? She could have, because she was full of grace. But this is the first time that an archangel said, "You are full of grace." And I think that's what troubled her. There's an interesting question that's asked. When did Jesus know that he was God? And Cardinal George used to say, if he was God, when did he ever forget it? But that raises a very interesting question related. When did she know she was without sin? Right? Immaculate conception, and by single grace of God, she never sinned in her life. When did she know she was out without sin? I think this is the moment. And that's what troubled her, because she knew the consequences. She knew the scriptures. She knew the prophecies. And she probably put two and two together in that moment, very much said, "Oh no, it's me. The time has come, the fullness of time. And I have a choice. I can say yes or I can say no." Thank God Our Lady said yes. But I think she understood all the ramifications of it. The fullness of time has come. She was deeply troubled. And her response was, "Let it be done to me according to thy word," because nothing will be impossible, God. These are the words of the Archangel Gabriel. I'm glad they're up there. We always remind ourselves. They were actually the Episcopal motto of the Bishop of Green Bay at the time when this chapel was set up, Bishop David Zubik. And he's in Pittsburgh now. I had a chance to visit him in February. We've got an FM station there. It doesn't cover the whole market. And he said, "I don't understand why you have such big stations in New York, Chicago, and L.A., and you don't have a big station in Pittsburgh."
I said, well, the bishops there are more generous. I was just teasing him, all right? I said, we'll try to get there one day. We'll get there. So a few words about Our Lady and her May crown. We do this every year in May. That's why I wanted to be here today. Usually do it on May 13th, which is a feast of Our Lady of Fatima, and that's an image of Our Lady of Fatima, but that's tomorrow. But we crown Our Lady with flowers for two reasons, to honor her and to thank her. Why do we honor Our Lady? We honor her because we recognize her generosity, her courage, her willingness to do God's will, her extraordinary service. And we especially honor our Blessed Mother because she was loyal to Jesus. She stood at the foot of the cross when just about everybody else had left. She stood at the foot of the cross because she loved Jesus, and there was no way she wasn't going to be there. So we honor you, Blessed Mother, for your loyalty to Jesus. We ask you to find us the grace so that we could also be loyal to Jesus. We also thank Our Lady because she's our mother. She is our intercessor. And specifically, Relevant Radio is grateful to Our Lady for all the favors that have been granted to us through her intercession. Our third guiding principle is we are under the protection of Our Lady. During Pledge Drive since 2006, we've prayed a memorare at the beginning of every hour of the Pledge Drive, and we've been blessed with the resources we need to carry on this work. And so there's a number of our stations that we have that are named after Our Lady, WQOS, Queen of Saints, WQOF, Queen of the Family, that's in Washington, D.C. And there's another QO of something, but I forgot what it is, but it's Miami, right? Do you remember what that one is? I know we got three of them. QOS? All right, we got one in one in Jacksonville, one in Washington, D.C., and then there's one in Minneapolis, which is WLOL, which used to be Land of Lakes. We call it Lady of Lourdes. Some people call it Lots of Laughs, right? And then people say, well, what does WNTD in Chicago mean? Well, that's real easy. That's We Need the Dough. All right, that's what that is. But we honor Our Lady in small ways. We honor St. Joseph. He's got a station named after him in Providence, Rhode Island, WSJW, St. Joseph the Worker. And what happens when we honor Our Lady and we thank her? Well, it's just like what happens when you get your mom gifts on Mother's Day and birthdays. They give you a lot more back. Now, it's not a strategy, all right? We want to do this to honor our Blessed Mother. So now I'm going to read a prayer from the Book of Blessings that blesses the statue, and we will bless the crown. Please stand. Lord God, we acknowledge your infinite glory and the abundance of your gifts. Before the foundation of the world, you appointed Christ the beginning and end of all things. You chose the Blessed Virgin Mary as the mother and companion of your Son, the image and model of your church, the mother and advocate of us all. She is the new Eve, through whom you restored what the first Eve had lost. She is the daughter of Zion, who echoed in her heart the longings of the patriarchs and the hopes of Israel. She is the poor and lowly servant, who trusted solely in her Lord. In the fullness of time, she was delivered of the Son of Justice, the day spring from on high, your Son, Jesus Christ. In her flesh was his mother, in her person, his disciple, in her love, his servant. Father in heaven, may your children who have provided this image and this crown of Mary know her protection and trace in their hearts the pattern of her holiness. Bless them with faith and hope, love and humility. Bless them with strength in hardship and self-respect in poverty. Bless them with patience in adversity and kind-heartedness in times of plenty. May they search for peace, strive for justice, and realize your love as they pursue their journey through life toward your heavenly city, where the Blessed Virgin Mary intercedes as mother and reigns as queen. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now the priest blesses the crown of flowers, blesses Our Lady, and invites Amy Vanden Langenberg up here to put the crown on Our Lady. And in Mexico, they say un aplauso para la Virgen, which means a round of applause for Our Lady. Thank you, Amy. And we'll sing one verse of Immaculate Mary. Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in splendor with Jesus our King. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
Ave, Ave, Maria.
Gathered together here as children of our Father in heaven, let's bring our petitions before him with confidence. For our Holy Father and all priests, that by their example and joy for the faith, they'll attract many vocations to the priesthood, we pray to the Lord. For an end to terrorism, violence, and persecution throughout the world, that through the intercession of Our Lady, those who perpetrate these acts will be converted to the love and peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all government leaders, that they may have the wisdom and the courage to uphold our God-given rights to life and religious freedom, and they may be protected from all confusion, we pray to the Lord. For all families, that they will entrust themselves to Our Lady and Saint Joseph as a perfect model of love and sacrifice, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are ill and in need of prayer, and especially for Father Celestine, he used to celebrate Mass here from time to time, that God may grant him a swift recovery, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Louis Freilich, he was a young man killed in a car accident, for whom this Mass is being offered, and we pray for his family who are brokenhearted. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And in thanksgiving for a wonderful walk to Mary where there were no injuries, we pray to the Lord. Dear Father in heaven, we believe in your power and we trust in your mercy. We ask you our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you're watching at home or listening on the radio, you can send your prayer intentions to us every day for Mass at relevantradio.com/pray. We pray for your intentions three times a day, during the Mass at noon, during the Chapel of Divine Mercy at 3 p.m., and in the Family Rosary Across America each evening. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, found himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good.
By your favor, O Lord, and through the intercession of Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, may our offering obtain for your church this grace, that she may grow in the number of the faithful and be ever radiant with an abundance of virtues through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to praise, bless, and glorify your name as we honor the Blessed Ever-Virgin Mary. For by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, she conceived your only begotten Son, and without losing the glory of virginity, brought forth into the world the eternal light, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore, and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, Fernando, my prelate, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope of the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May this bring the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ be eternally. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, for I will only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you watching at home or listening in the car, this is a good moment to pray a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. the body of Christ. 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 Divine, conceal your mighty Godhead in forms of bread and wine. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. O Jesus, we adore you, our victim and our priest, whose precious blood and body becomes our sacred feast. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Let us pray. Having partaken, O Lord, of these helps to our salvation, in our commemoration of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of Apostles, we humbly beseech you that persevering in your will and in service of the human family, your people may draw ever closer to salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.